Fred Film Radio from Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Berlinale. I'm with Bernice Bechot and Gael Garcia Bernal, protagonist of Another End by Piero Messina, screening here in competition.
So I talked right now with Piero and Olivia about what they think the film was about. So
and they were wrong. yes.
So what was your first thought when you read the script, and what do you think the film is about?
Okay.
I think the movie is about love and death, and falling in love again, allows yourself to fall in love again, to leave, to keep going. It's about memories, what you keep about the people you love but that you lost. And when I read the script, I could feel all that. There were so many things I couldn't understand reading the script. First, it was in English, and sometimes I got lost. And then there was so many things that they were so new. I needed to see the movie to understand the script, actually, sometimes. And I saw the first movie of Piero Messina, and I could see how he could be a director who really takes care about acting, shots, light. I mean, he's a very intense person. And when I met him, it was as intense as his script and as his movie.
Your turn.
Yes, exactly. The film. I mean, it is about what it is about. I know it sounds, but it's this process of mourning and all the questions that come up, and there is a sci-fi fable of what would happen if you were able to do this, no? And obviously, like all good romantic movies, no, or romantic novels, things don't go as planned, no? Things don't go as planned. So it is exciting to go into that game and to play with that, and at the same time lose control, because fortunately, being an actor is perhaps the only job that you have to lose control in order to do it properly. Mm-hmm. No, like
yeah,
you have
true.
To really like completely lose control. And then we see the movie now, and everything came together, you know, and it is lovely to see how intensely romantic the film is. I love that. I was very moved by it.
But I also felt it as a story of brotherly love. Is that
yes? Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
One of the main, missions of a film is to ask questions and to induce the audience to ask questions. So, I was wondering, and I'm asking if you wonder that too. What makes us? Memories, the people we love.
Yeah, the movie question: Who are we? Are we a body? Can we separate body and spirit? Should we separate them? And there's no, we don't know. It's like, because he's allowed to do it. He's going to leave that experience. He's going to meet this body with the memories and the spirit of his girlfriend who just died. And it's beautiful. And that's what makes the movie very romantic, because it looks like he's falling in love again. But he knows this person, but he doesn't know the body. So it's like everything is new. Or is it that he knows that he has to say goodbye, that makes every moment with her so special? Or is it because this body is new and so he's falling in love with this new body? The movie is really a lot of questions, and at the end, you don't know.
Yeah, I think it's historically in Western society, you know, the separation of the body and the mind or the spirit, no, has been intense, no. Mm-hmm. Like there came a point where the body didn't matter, no. And I think what's interesting about this movie is that it places that in a kind of a dangerous, kind of interesting, you know, mischievous sort of experiment. It's like, really, does it not matter, you know? And it kind of brings the question into a more, okay, it is not so linear to think about death and love and memory and the other person and the body. It is more systematic. The body is as important as the other factors that we can think of. And we think that we know what life is about, but we really don't know. And the question is more, I don't know, I think that is one of the biggest processes of acceptance also, in the morning, like understanding that the body is also the person, and you're saying goodbye to the body as well. You know, it's important to I don't know, it's that's why there's a film about it, because can talk about this and we can banalize it.
Yeah, no, but it's true that you will keep the memories, but the body is not there. So the person is not there.
The person is not there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. We've been talking to Berenice Becho and Gael García Bernal, actors in Another Hand by Piero Messina, screening at the 74th Berlinale in competition. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.